This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Discovery Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team that's on the way back. A College World Series title. Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
We're going to start the show this morning the same way we have started the show pretty much every day this week. And it is hilarious to me that we come on here every morning and there's a new flavor of the day when it comes to the Razorback basketball coaching search. I believe earlier this week, I think it was Monday, but still when we were discussing Kelvin Sampson. I think Tuesday is when it moved on. No, Tuesday kind of took a little sabbatical. There wasn't really any new hot names. Then Wednesday, we talked about Eric Musselman. And then yesterday, Thursday, we talked about Chris Beard and the possibilities of going after him. And now we have a new one, folks. So today is going to be Greg Marshall Day. You know Greg Marshall, the head coach of Wichita State, the coach that was able to lead Wichita State to a Final Four, as well as multiple Sweet 16s, been to the tournament more often than not. I think 14 out of his 21 seasons as a head coach, he has made it to the NCAA tournament, and that's including Wichita State and his time at Winthrop, where he was there for a good amount of time. He has over 500 wins. He's only lost 196 games, which is a winning percentage of 72%. And this was the name that was getting thrown around hot and heavy yesterday as there were Razorback fans tracking planes, which is always a great reminder of when a coaching search has become a full coaching search, a real coaching search, is when you have Razorback fans who are on message boards, who are on social media, getting after it and tracking flights and planes all over the place. And then there was some speculation that he's been looking at to get out of Wichita State for quite some time now. Feels like Arkansas is going to be the right job for him, yada, 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 all this other stuff. And now he becomes the leading candidate. And it's just so funny to me, folks. We have fun with this, and I hope everybody understands that we're just having fun with it. That's all it is. It's just having fun. But it's amazing how every single day, back and forth, all over the place with different names, different coaches that are getting thrown out. And as I mentioned a couple days ago on the show, is that we just don't need to believe anybody. Don't buy into anything, because nobody really knows anything about it. That people can say that they got sources, they know a guy who knows a guy who's close with some board of trustee member who knew this and said this and had a friend that had this. I mean, it's just getting out of hand. And it's fun, though. On this radio show and coming on here every morning and discussing it, it's fun. It's fun to speculate. It's fun to try to figure out exactly where the university is going with their coaching search. You know, who could be the coach and what type of team and program could Arkansas become with that guy as head coach? I mean, the list goes on and on as far as the fun you can have dealing with this coaching search. But it also grows weary on a lot of Razorback fans. They get very frustrated, but they're also tiresome of all of the things that keep getting thrown at them as far as that goes. And maybe I'm to blame on this show for part of that, and that's fine. I'll take that blame. But a lot of you who have called in and have tweeted in, you love the discussion, and I love the discussion because this is an important hire. We said before that this might be the most monumental hire that Arkansas has had to make and have to get right in quite some time. Now, I know it's not the football program, because the football program is still number one, and that getting that coaching hire is important. And when they hired Chad Morris, that was an important hire. I get all that, and I understand all that. But we also know what Chad Morris has struggled with in his first year, and we don't really know what direction the program is going to go. We'll find out more this season. If they take major steps forward and win six games, you'll know that it's going in the right direction, and people start to feel a lot better about it. But people are just unknown about the football program right now. But the last thing that you can do with basketball, your second biggest program on campus, and I know that's going to upset baseball heads, but I'm just telling the truth. It's the second biggest program on campus at the University of Arkansas. You have to get right, because you can't have basketball go through the same things that football has gone through the past few years. Because let's face it, even though Mike Anderson was fired at the end of the season, even though this past season was disappointing for Razorback basketball fans, the basketball program was not in a state of complete and total disarray. It wasn't where they were the worst team in the SEC year in and year out. They were a joke of a program. It was never to that point. So it's still healthy. But you were in that position to where, you know, you had to take steps forward. You had to start finding ways to get better and not just being that borderline NCAA tournament team sometimes. You just had to take that next step, that next measure. And obviously, the University of Arkansas made the decision to move on from that and get somebody in that'll be able to do that. But the last thing you can do is take steps back. The last thing you can do is make a coaching hire that's not exciting, that's unproven, that is a high risk, pretty low reward, and you end up being a basketball program that gets put back into the back burner of the SEC while the conference surrounding you is just getting better and better and better. I mean, you saw how many teams went to the NCAA tournament, right? You saw how many teams nearly made the NCAA tournament, right? And of those teams, I mean, think about it, folks. The SEC had two teams in the NIT, which I know that that's never anything to get excited about. But I usually look at teams that get in the NIT or at least really close to getting to the NCAA tournament. Two teams, Arkansas and Alabama, and both of them fired their coaches. Both of them did. And then of a few teams that missed the NCAA tournament, like Texas A&M and Vanderbilt, they fired their coaches. Texas A&M has for sure upgraded with Buzz Williams. We'll see what Vanderbilt does. Alabama, I don't know, Noah Oates, I don't know if he's going to be an upgrade or not, but anyways, it's neither here nor there. If you're going to have a situation like Arkansas is in, and you got to take those steps forward, these are the reasons why this hire is so important. It is so important to get right. So, if Arkansas ends up making the right hire, getting somebody like Greg Marshall, Eric Musselman, you know, whatever, either of the names that we have mentioned this week and broken down of that coach, then they'll be in good shape. They'll be fine. Because I think that as long as you get a coach in place that has shown and proven themselves to have success at other college basketball programs, Arkansas gives them all the pieces and all the tools to do it and to be successful. And as long as you are getting a coach that is able to recruit and able to have a style of basketball that's a winning style, winning at a high-level style, because I also believe that that's one of the things that harmed Mike Anderson more than anything is when the rule changes happened in college basketball, you know, no more hand checks or anything like that, it hurt that type of system. And how it could be the type of system wins a lot more games and is able to play the way they're supposed to play. I think it harmed it a little bit. So it's so vital for Juracek and this administration to get it right. And those of you who have been so upset, like I have had so many tweets, I'm trying to keep up with it, and it's difficult sometimes, but I've had so many people tweet at me and get so upset and saying, Hunter Juracek has completely botched this, we may need to find us a new athletic director. I'm like, hold on a second. Everyone just needs to pump the brakes. Just worry about the result, okay? When the coach is hired, when he signs on the dotted line, when he does that introductory press conference and everyone's talking about him and, oh man, let's see how this goes. Do your research on this coach. And then at that time, when he's hired, when he's in place, then we can talk about how good of a hire it is. Was it the right hire? Was it the right choice by Hunter Juracek and the administration? We'll go along with it from there. But just wait until the end result comes out before you start judging Hunter Juracek or the administration or anybody involved in this hire. It's been difficult. You've been on a whirlwind because of all the crap that's been swirling around. But just wait, because the end result may be great. And if it ends up being something or someone like Greg Marshall from Wichita State, I think it'll be great. As great as Chris Beard? No, but still great. And still a hire that's an inspiring hire, that's a big-time hire, and something that'll make Arkansas better. Because that's what it's about. It's about making Arkansas better. If you can make Arkansas better, you win the hiring game every single time.
Follow the show on Twitter at HitThatLineAR. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Now he does a tightrope act. Boy, Houdini's in the house. We're number three, and nobody's home to watch that house. Touchdown, Hogs! Holy Hog!
comes down to this, where I put the poll question out on Twitter of who will be named the next head coach of Arkansas basketball. Eric Musselman, Greg Marshall, Chris Beard, or some other. So far, Greg Marshall, 37%. They say him. And, you know, since we've done this with every coach that we've talked about this week, or at least the name that got thrown around a little bit, if Greg Marshall was hired, just big if, what grade of a hire would that be by 100-year check in Arkansas? Like, you know, if you had to give a letter grade on it, would that be an A+? Would that be a B+? I mean, how good of a hire would it be if they got Greg Marshall?
There's only a select few coaches that belong in the A category, and that even number compresses the coaches you could actually get in to Fayetteville, like with even the slightest bit of hope, and Donovan and Beard are just like teetering on barely being in that category. I think Marshall's in the B's somewhere.
Okay.
I think he'd be a really solid hire. You talked about wanting a name here just for the put in seats, get some money in those seats type of thinking. I think Greg Marshall does that. And I think he brings in the Final Four, obviously, the almost undefeated season, and a couple other aspects. People just like him, and they like what he's done at Wichita State and even Winthrop, for that matter. So I think it's in the B's. What do you think about that?
That's fair. I mean, I think that if you put down the list of like Chris Beard, Billy Donovan, of course, those weren't totally realistic, but at least ones that names that were thrown out there, those would be A+ hires. I mean, no, without a doubt. I think, though, that Greg Marshall's in that next tier. I think Greg Marshall is with that Kelvin Sampson, you know, Eric Musselman grade right there, maybe a little above Eric Musselman.
So he's better than Musselman, but not as good as Sampson?
No, I'm saying him and Sampson are about the same.
About the same? Okay.
Yeah. Because I will give Greg Marshall credit where he's a little younger, and I know that gets thrown around like that doesn't mean anything, but just, you know, you feel like maybe he's got more longevity and he's still got something to prove.
Yeah. He's got a little bit of an ego that's been widely known in college basketball circles. He's got that. His significant other can be a little...
Yeah, his wife, and if you haven't heard the story about his wife, just Google it, because in the NCAA tournament, she had to be escorted out. She had to be ejected from the stands because of how she was behaving towards... But here's the thing, though. It was towards Kentucky players and coaches. So, you know...
Maybe...
I'm totally okay with that.
If you look off that?
I about to say, if she has a problem and an issue with Kentucky, then welcome home. You know, just here's a big hug. Let's embrace. Because that's not saying that's the know-all, end-all, be-all when it comes to being an Arkansas Razorback basketball coach, but it certainly helps when you hate the team with a dire and fiery passion as much as the fans do.
So Wichita State's older brother in the state of Kansas is obviously the Kansas Jayhawks, and they actually beat them in the NCAA tournament a few years back. And I think Greg Marshall, anytime they matched up with Kansas, had a chip on his shoulder being the little brother of that matchup. So maybe he can conceivably flip that chip on his shoulder towards Kentucky, see how his wife was escorted out when she was talking to Kentucky fans and players. Maybe that can turn into that morphin something, because you want a coach to have an edge, not only just in any game in general, but especially when it comes to playing your rival. And even though that the matchups weren't as daunting as they were in the 90s, Arkansas and Kentucky is still a rivalry.
Oh, yeah,
the Qualls dunk is evidence of that. The win in Lexington is evidence of that. Kentucky fans still get hyped for this game. Now, they've won it every time since 2014, but I think adding a coach that has a little background, a little history with the Wildcats, I think fans would love that.
I'm all for it. And also, she wears jerseys. His wife wears jerseys. So if she needs to borrow a jersey, I got a jersey from my student section days.
There you go.
My old Brandon Dean jersey that she can wear. So, but no, that would be, if they have the hatred towards Kentucky, I'm all for it. Let's go to the phone lines. Joe is in Fayetteville. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. Good morning. You guys are saying what grade higher would Greg Marshall be?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Greg Marshall is not an A+, but he's an A higher. Because, I mean, he's had solid teams, and I'm going to tell you, who the heck wants to go to Wichita State? I mean, every time I drive through there and go there, I can't wait to get out of there.
Yeah, it's not the most fun place to be, but he's turned it into a pretty solid basketball school, that's for sure.
Yeah, so if you can get guys to stay 4 years, because I feel like the majority of his teams are, you know, long-term guys. So if you can get somebody to stay 4 years at Wichita State, you should definitely be able to get somebody who's better to stay 2 years at Fayetteville.
Yeah. And I think it's also, too, Joe, that if I just took the name off of it and just presented his resume, because I think that that's what a lot of people have to understand, too. Just present his resume. It's like, hey, okay, this is a guy that gets to the NCAA tournament pretty much every year and has been to a Final Four and a few Sweet 16s and Elite Eights. I think a lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, let's sign up. Let's hire him. I mean, I just think the resume speaks for itself, and I think that he still has enough to prove to where he can come into Arkansas with a fiery passion and be able to try to elevate their game a little bit. But see, because that's the thing. He's like, I know that we've talked about these hires, and I think every hire that has been mentioned, whether it was Sampson or Musselman, I think would be a great hire. But just looking at it from on paper, if you got Greg Marshall, that's a splash hire. You would be talked about on SportsCenter. You'd be talked about all over the country. It's like, wow, Arkansas hired Greg Marshall. If you did that with Kelvin Sampson, or if you did that with Eric Musselman, I think it'd be talked about a little bit. But yeah, it doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme, but I'm telling you, if you hired Greg Marshall, being a splash hire would be beneficial too.
Especially since he's been courted so many times over the years by different schools. And if Arkansas was the one that was able to lure him away from Wichita, I think the national media would be like, wow, what's going on in Arkansas? Why does he think he can get it done here when he's been offered by other schools? And you look at what's one of the biggest things Arkansas has not had in terms of position players since Mike Anderson has gotten to school.
The big man. Are you talking about
position. You'd say he's a point guard, right?
Well, okay, yeah, point guard, probably more so than anything.
Would that be probably the biggest position that Arkansas has probably lacked since Mike Anderson was the coach?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So he has two point guards in the NBA right now, Landry Shamet, who plays for the Clippers, and then you had Fred VanVleet, who was on that, I believe he was on that Final Four team, and then he was also on that team that went undefeated and whatnot. So, I mean, he's a coach tactician.
Yeah.
That's his strength. Now, he can overcoach sometimes, it seems like, but I think a lot of times, end-of-game situations, they've excelled under him at Wichita State. So, I think fans have kind of gotten irritated over the years at certain times, certain end-of-game situations under Mike Anderson. We'll see what happens if he ends up being the coach and if they get into those late-game situations.
Yeah. Then answer your question there, Joe.
Yeah, it does. One other thing is, what do you think the likelihood is we get Greg Marshall? Because I know he's been pretty content at Wichita State, kind of like you guys were saying.
Yeah.
You want to talk about your source?
No, because my sources, I've talked about my sources all week long, and it's always just something different. You know, the likelihood, Joe, you want to know the likelihood as of right now at 7:09 a.m. on this Friday, you want to know the likelihood that I have for Greg Marshall being hired? I got at 75% right now. 75%.
Oh, that's not too bad. How long has he been at Wichita State?
Just looking at his page here, he's been there since 2007, so roughly about 12, 13 years.
So, yeah, that's he's probably pretty comfortable there, but also probably ready for a change.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing is people have wondered when he's going to take that next step because Wichita State's actually paying him some pretty good money. For Wichita State of all places. Yeah, so
3.5 from the Koch brothers.
I mean, that's pretty good. So if he's coming to Arkansas, I'm sure he's going to be making more than that. But he's been you know, a guy that people have tried to go after before and have failed. So if Arkansas is able to get him, I think that'll be a pretty solid hire for all things considered.
All right. Well, we should probably just drop the Chris Beard talk and just go get him now.
If only it was that easy. Appreciate the phone call, Joe, man. Appreciate it. No, and yeah, dropping the Chris Beard talk. I think the Chris Beard talk was just fantasy land.
Well,
more than anything.
I think it's only going to heat up if they haven't hired Greg Marshall by today or tomorrow, and then Texas Tech ends up losing to Michigan State on Saturday night. That's going to heat up. You know that's going to heat up. You know Arkansas fans are going to be chomping at the bit to get news on that, especially if they don't announce anything by Sunday or Monday. Then people think that, man, maybe there's an opportunity here.
Yeah, I know. And it's just, it's not one. Over the weekend, it's like, I guess I'm glad because we won't have to do a show and have to come back out and say, all right, where's the speculation? So hopefully by Monday's show, we'll at least have an idea. Maybe there will be an announcement made over the weekend. That's what I'm hoping for because, listen, I'll do it, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to come in on here on Monday and have another show dedicated to, like, all right, who's the next guy that might be the next coach? Like, I want to have a coach in place that we can talk about officially being the Razorback head coach and not having to worry about the rest of the stuff.
What they need to do is make the email announcement on Monday that they're holding a press conference for the future of the Arkansas basketball program on Tuesday, but don't announce who the coach actually is. That way there's all the speculation, conspiracy heading into Tuesday. And you get people calling in all day long saying they know who the coach is because so-and-so told them.
I'll just go walk in the middle of traffic if that ends up happening. I can't deal with that anymore. So hopefully an announcement gets made. But we'll wait and see, and we'll play it by ear.
Subscribe to Hit That Line on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle. And Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas.
Welcome in the man himself, head coach of the Arkansas Razorback football team, Chad Morris. Coach, appreciate you joining us this morning. How you doing?
Appreciate y'all this morning. Getting ready to actually play in a former player golf tournament out here. Uh-huh. So, getting ready for the spring game. Hopefully get a beautiful day to play a little bit of golf this morning and welcome our former players back. So it's a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, I'm jealous of you on that golf game, so hopefully I'll be able to get some in next week. So let's just jump right into it with the spring practices and the spring game itself. Just looking back on all the spring practices, all the things that your team has gone through over the past few weeks, how well do you feel like your team has performed this spring overall due to your expectations?
Well, I think that we definitely have gotten to be better in a lot of areas. We welcomed 12 new guys in. They definitely came in and made an impact on this football team. So that's been a big plus. And the other is, we want to stress the mental and physical toughness. And I feel like that we've addressed those areas. And then just fundamentally sound, just before we feel that, our guys have a better understanding and a better grasp of what we're asking them to do now going into the second year.
And I know, Coach, that it seems like you've had a lot of injuries to deal with this spring as well, and it's kind of haunted you a little bit. Three offensive linemen that's gone out. You had to deal with a lot of guys from last year that were important being out with injury this spring. And how difficult has it been trying to deal with all these injuries and just trying to find guys into their spots and try to get some guys to where you can actually get some practice reps in?
Well, that's part of the game, and you have to deal with it, and that gives an opportunity for the next man up mentality. And so, While everybody in the country deals with injuries, and especially during spring when what you're trying to accomplish. But, with us, we were able to get our linemen back. I think we got everybody back but Colton Jackson, so good there. Colton will be back, and I think he'll be back in the next couple of weeks starting to work out again. So, I just feel like that it's just given other guys plenty of opportunities. It'll only do help us out as far as just developing more of a two-deep mentality and getting guys an opportunity to understand what we're asking of them.
Speaking with Chad Morris, head coach of the Arkansas Razorback football team right now on the Morning Rush. All right, Coach, what would you say is the biggest difference in your approach as not only you as an individual but as your coaching staff compared to what it was just a year ago? What are some of the biggest changes your staff has made compared to this time last year?
Well, I think the number one thing that we've done is, the players understand us now. They understand what we're asking of them. Our culture has been established, and they understand that. There's no second guessing how we deal with situations, and both on and off the field, and what our expectations are. So that's been so much different. Anytime you go through something for the second time, it's always a little bit easier. So, and for more of just the familiarity of things, but I think that's been probably the biggest thing that we've noticed. We've had a really good off season. Spring has gone exceptionally well. We've addressed some of the needs to recruiting and developing the guys we got on our roster. But, I think overall we continue to move the program. I mean, we still got a long way to go now, don't get me wrong, but we've definitely stepping in the right direction.
You mentioned earlier this week about working on toughness, and I think that's been something that you've really put a priority on with this team, is just working on physical toughness, mental toughness especially, and how you've gone through a process of that. What has that process been like, just trying to break this team down and build them back up into having mental toughness for this upcoming season?
Well, it always starts with your strength staff, and Coach True and our staff have done a phenomenal job getting these guys ready. for us as we come into January and February, our first quarter phase. They did a great job with that. We transitioned into mat drills, just really kind of changing the pace as we introduced our second quarter, getting ready for spring ball, really trying to push them beyond their limits from a physical conditioning standpoint. And then we get into spring ball, and that's where, you know, the way we practice, how we practice, the tempo at which we practice at, what we demand of them. And so I think that those all run hand in hand. And now that we've got this football team after tomorrow, and we have one more practice on Monday, what we want summer workouts to look like will be Monday's practice. And then I think at that point, that's where your football team is really the final development happens during the summer, when a lot of it's player led workouts. So, you know, everything just runs hand in hand.
Now, Coach, I saw that, yesterday that you had Coach Majors, Johnny Majors, at your practice, and I thought that was kind of a random thing, but also a really cool thing. What was that like having him at your practice yesterday?
Well, it was really a great day, you know, first of all, as we're out on that practice field, and then Coach comes out there and has the opportunity to talk to the team. I thought that was really special, and just his love for the Razorbacks, and you know, and him talking about being a part of that 64 team as a coach, and his time here and telling stories, and had a chance to sit and talk with him for several hours last night at dinner, and as did a lot of our players. So it was really interesting just to hear his love for Arkansas. He's going to be at the golf tournament today and meeting a lot of his former players that he coached, and really a neat time.
All right, Coach, spring game coming tomorrow, 3 p.m., Razorback Stadium. I think a lot of people are curious to see how this spring game is going to go. What's the format of it? How's it going to be set up? Just what should they be expecting at this spring game tomorrow at 3?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's going to be a great day. We're excited about, you know, getting in that stadium again with our fans. And, you know, it'll be ran much like a normal game, but it'll be a lot more controlled scrimmage setting. Some of the things like we do on a Saturday. You know, we'll put in some different situations. We may start the ball on the 31-yard line, and again, the next series we may start it on the 49. I mean, things are just going to kind of vary, but we're going to do some good work in and give our fans an opportunity to come out and see the Razorbacks.
Who are some of the players that you would say have stood out to you really the most in their improvement and how they've performed not only the field but in leadership role? Just who are the guys that you've been really impressed by this spring on your squad?
Well, I think Myron Cunningham, Ty Clary's done a really good job this spring. Colton Jackson, prior to him getting injured, was having a great spring. And then, you know, when you look at that, you know, Ben Hicks has done a good job. John Stephen Jones has really accelerated his reps. They've really benefited him. Trey Knox, a true freshman wide receiver, he's really made an impact all spring long, and which is good to see. And from the defensive side of the ball, I'm just extremely excited about Mattel Soli. I think he's really done some quality things. Sosa has really developed and been this consistent player that we've asked. You know, Cam Curl, a leader in that secondary, and it's had as good a spring as anybody. But so those are a few. Devin Bush, Greg Brooks, some of the true freshmen have really gotten and benefited from getting the reps that they've gotten. So, you know, you'll have a chance to see all those guys tomorrow and be excited about it.
All right, Coach, real quick before I let you get out of here, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about this. I know you're in the know. I know you got a lot of information. You got a lot of sources that are there at the University of Arkansas. Can you give us a scoop on the Razorback basketball coaching search? You seen anybody walking around on campus there? Can you give us any information, anything at all?
Well, I actually, before I walked out here to fix the tee off, I had to check the sports page to see if they've hired anybody yet. So, you probably know a little bit more than I do, but no, it'll be a great opportunity. Mr. Aaronchek is doing a fabulous job on the search and, you know, we're going out and getting the best candidate. So we're excited about it and ready to get this spring game behind us tomorrow and get transitioning to the third quarter phase of our program.
Yep, certainly be an exciting time. Again, spring game tomorrow, 3 p.m. at Razorback Stadium. Head coach of the Arkansas Razorback football team, Chad Morris. Appreciate you joining us, Coach. Have a great weekend. Good luck on your golf game today, and hopefully we'll catch up with you later down the road.
Hey, that sounds great. Right. See you guys. Go Hogs.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.